Let's pray as we stand.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for drawing us together as your people. And we ask that you would encourage us by the truth of your word as we encounter you in it this morning. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do sit down. Well, I wonder what is the most precious thing that you own? Or what would you like to own if only you had the money? Well, just think about it for a few seconds. Now, sometimes we're prepared to cut back on other costs of living in order to make a special purchase. We might be prepared to spend a lot more money than we predominantly Yorkshire folk normally would, because we think that something is so special or so important to us. Sometimes something is so precious, we will part with lots of money in order to go without other things and to gain that which we desire. Now, we encountered this kind of idea in a profound way as we read our New Testament passage in the Acts of the Apostles. We heard of the great missionary apostle Paul on his so-called third missionary journey. It was some 20-odd years after Jesus' resurrection, and Paul, towards the end of his life, was on his way to the holy city of Jerusalem. Now, en route, he meets a group of leaders from the local church in Ephesus, a church which Paul had been involved in starting some time before. Now, what we read was Paul's inspirational and motivational farewell speech, where he reminds his old friends of the Christ-like way that he had been able to relate to them, loving them and teaching them the good news. He tells them that despite opposition, verse 20, Acts chapter 20, verse 20, I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance towards God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul realizes that he's going to face even greater opposition when he gets to Jerusalem, but his priority is clear. Verse 24. I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus. That is, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And with the local church leaders in front of him, Paul says to them, verse 28, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God. So these leaders have responsibilities to this group of people who have come to believe in Jesus. They've been brought together into a new community, into a gathering or an assembly, which is no less than the assembly or the church of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God. And how have they come to become part of the church of God? Well, they are the church of God which he obtained with his own blood. So do you see how valuable to God a church community is? God has paid a huge price in order to win us. God has brought us back from sin and death at the cost of the blood of Christ, the blood of his own Son. So do you see how precious God's people are to him? Do you see how much God treasures us? What a great truth to dwell on as we have our annual church meeting Sunday. We're not dealing merely with physical property issues or simply the day-to-day running of something like a club or a society, but rather the affairs of a people who are very, very valuable to God. People whom God has given the life of his Son in order to rescue and restore. Well, given how precious God's church is to him, it is clear in Paul's speech that God wants to strengthen and protect his precious people. And the main practical way that God does this is to feed his flock, and to do that with his word, to provide teaching from the Bible that strengthens and makes spiritual nutrition available. So Paul speaks of testifying to the gospel of God's grace, that message of the good news. And in verse 32, he speaks of the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Now, this learning from God's word is not simply to help us to grasp more of God's undeserved grace, which, of course, it primarily is, but also it is to protect us. The sad reality is that there are real dangers around us. Picking up on Jesus's warning about wolves in sheep's clothing, those false teachers who look authentic but actually have a dangerous and damaging message, Paul warns, verse 29, "I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert." So we need God's word making clear so that we can spot the errors, the false ideas that might be presented to us, no matter who might be putting them across. Now, what we see here reminds us of just how important it is that we learn together from the Bible here at All Saints, in our services, in our small groups, amongst children, with older people and everyone in between. And today is a good opportunity to say thank you to all who this year have been engaged in such work. And thank you too for those who pray for those of us who have ministries of the word in the different ways in which they're exercised in our church family. Well, sharing this word of grace, the good news of what God has done in Jesus, is something that is needed more widely so that others can be drawn into the church of God, so that others can become part of the flock of God. In an age when many know very little about Jesus and what he has done, how important it is that we keep on seeking to testify to the gospel of God's grace, like Paul did, looking for opportunities to engage our local community and our friends and our families with the good news and calling people to turn to him and believe in him. On this annual meeting Sunday, let's thank God for the seeds of the gospel that have been sown over this past year on formal public occasions and in groups and one person to another. Sometimes where we've been asked questions and have had the chance just to say a few words to encourage others to think of what God has done in Jesus. A local church, a flock of God, is in need of shepherding and feeding and encouraging and protection, though the truth through the truth of God's word in the Bible. And we also need practical outworking of that teaching in practical care. Paul tells the Ephesian church leaders, verse 35, "In all these things I have shown you that by working hard in this way we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" In a flock of sheep there are always those at different stages of life or health or need. Well, so it is in a church. In a family, there are practical needs that others share in. So it is in a church community. And it's great to see where there is this sort of care and love amongst us here at All Saints. Keeping in touch, showing support when things are tough. And can I say personally how much Sheena and I have appreciated people's concern and love and prayers for us as a family, as Sarah has faced her health challenges over the last few months. And there are many examples of practical support offered one to another, and indeed practical things done to enable the church family to meet together and to function as God's church here in North Ferriby. Well, what is the most precious thing that you own? Or what would you like to own if only you had the money? Well, God has shown us just how much he loves his people, how valuable his church is to him. because the church of God is a people which he obtained with his own blood. On this annual meeting Sunday, that is the greatest thing to remember and to thank him for. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the unimaginable extent of your love, that you were prepared to give your Son to death on the cross for us. We thank you for your love. We thank you for how that reminds us how precious we are to you. We pray that you would help us as a church community here in Ferriby to live for you, to encourage one another, to hold fast to the word of your grace and to make it known to others. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.